Forecast for today, a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high in the upper 60s. Fire departments from numerous communities in southeast Wisconsin joining Town of Burlington crews earlier this morning in the response to a call about smoke at the Meridian-operated Arborview Community Complex in the 34,000 block of Arbor Lane, which offers assisted living facilities. The initial call for help involved what an employee reported as lots of smoke around the memory care unit, but no flames. A mutual aid box alarm system level 2 declaration came quickly. That pulled in fire rigs, but also a number of rescue units from such communities as Wheatland, Rochester, Delavan, the city of Burlington, Bloomfield in Walworth County, Lyons, Summers, and Kansasville. That box alarm was struck at about 1:30 this morning. Details about what exactly happened, including with the senior residents, have not yet been provided. Memory care offered to Arborview residents who may be suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. Wisconsin's Attorney General's office soon going to have a new assistant who will help to prosecute the largest methamphetamine-related cases in the state. AG Brad Schimmel says a lot of people are making the jump these days from lower-level drugs to meth. The number of cases nearly tripling from 2011 to 2015. Southeast Wisconsin, he says, one of the areas with growing numbers.
As I've gone to all these counties, I'm hearing from more and more of them that methamphetamine was outpacing heroin in a lot of the counties, and now the crime lab results are showing it.
Southeast Wisconsin has a problem, but the new assistant AG will be based, he said, in Eau Claire, since it's worse in the northwest part of the state. A proposed two-day off-site strategic planning work session, November the 10th and the 11th, for City of Racine aldermen and staff, will have a lot more value than the general public might believe. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk at this week's Finance and Personnel Committee meeting saying this is about a collective vision for the future. The Johnson Foundation at Wingspread offering the site and related services at no cost. A professional facilitator will be an expenditure of just over $8,100. Palahniuk says these kinds of activities, based on experience with them in the past in other parts of the country, have proven beneficial. He also indicated that these are critical times and that solid communication is needed to move the city forward.
You're talking about, you know, a $200 million a year organization, you're talking about 700 people, about the future of an entire community of 80,000 people. You're talking about Foxconn coming up. You're talking about all these major projects and programs and services. And to think that you couldn't step aside for a couple of days to really focus exclusively on the important issues of the city, I think we would be derelict if we didn't do it. Because unfortunately, so many times we come together for all these meetings and we deal with all the issues of the day, and they're all laid out for us, and we never really step back and talk about big picture items from a policy standpoint.
The council votes September the 5th on the Finance Committee's recommended approval of the cost to hire that facilitator for the November work session retreat. Racine Unified now has its donated airplane from a family in Marinette. There's a YouTube video on the RUSD website that shows its arrival at the airport in pieces for the Academies program. Horlick teacher Jim Buchholz in the Air Force offering up his expertise to help.
Anything and everything about aviation. I've got a huge passion for it and I love it. And if I can transmit that to the kids, then I did my job.
The airplane going with the aviation program in a partnership with Delta Hawk and the Space Mate available to the students at Batten Field. And the Rood River, of course, a significant piece of Racine's history, and to help celebrate what it has meant to the community, the Rood River Festival coming up Sunday afternoon from noon to 5 p.m. at Lincoln Park, just north of Spring Street. The Park and Rec Commission, recently hearing from Jim Chambers, who's president of the Rood River Council, said that previous festivals were held at Island Park and the Riverbend Nature Center, but they wanted to showcase Lincoln Park because, in his words, it's kind of hidden away.
I'm hoping that this kind of serves as a way to enlighten people, too. It's really beautiful, and the river really defines the park. You know, it's a strong part of it there. We're hoping to have, and it looks like we will have, a rubber ducky derby as well.
Really?
Yeah, and so we'll have those released upstream, and then so there'll be really a long opportunity along the river to see them.
The Rood River Festival Sunday afternoon will also have music and a beer garden presented by the Benjamin Beer Company in downtown Racine. Again, that's noon to 5 p.m. at Racine's Lincoln Park. One obituary, Bill Widmar Sr. of Racine at the age of 81, passed away August the 22nd at his residence. He was employed by S.C. Johnson as an electrician from 1955 until his retirement in 1997. The Mass of Christian Burial next Monday morning at 11:30, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on Spring Street. Friends and relatives can meet up with the family Monday at the church beginning at 10 a.m. The Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home serving the family. Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs signs a formal agreement with the Veterans Affairs Office in Washington to extend funding by at least 1 year for transitional housing programs in both central Racine County and in Waupaca County. An earlier announcement was the cut of $500,000 for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. It serves about 30 people at the Wisconsin Veterans Home Union Grove. That's on the Southern Wisconsin Center campus in Dover. House Speaker Paul Ryan, in a statement, says he's happy about the extension, but also that these programs and others like it need to be, in his words, modernized in order to best potentially qualify for grants in the future. The Wisconsin Veterans Home at King was also facing a funding cut. It, too, had its program extended by the same agreement. Well, some kind of new industry is coming to Kenosha, and it's in line to receive a $6 million grant from the city, the Plan Commission last evening approving a tax incremental financing plan, which would include the grant once the site begins to generate extra tax revenue. The location, the former Dairyland Greyhound Dog Track site. City Administrator Frank Bassetti telling the commissioners it's the first of several new structures envisioned for that location.
This project is the first building, give or take approximately 550 to 600,000 square feet, potential 500 plus employees. Once again, nothing signed yet, so that's very, very premature, but that's the building that's being presented here for the $6 million grant. The building then should, we believe, pan out to approximately $25 million assessed value on that building to support the grant.
The new industry not being identified at this point, the Dairyland Clubhouse expected to be demolished once the site is built out. According to Bassetti, there is a chance that it and the first building housing that new industry could actually coexist for a time. Several Racine Unified schools are going to be offering after-school programming through grants from the federal 21st Century Community Learning Center program. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction this summer announced a total of $5.2 million in grants, which can renew for 5 years. 41 sites receiving the funding out of the pool of 108 applicants. Locally, after-school programs at Dr. Jones, Roosevelt, and Mitchell Middle Schools in Racine Unified each awarded $130,000. The program at Julian Thomas, $145,000. And United Way of Racine County awarding $100,000 for the program at Knapp Elementary. Emergency response and other officials in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties have been working to set up a long-term recovery group. That in response to the flooding from last month. The common goal, to help survivors with unmet needs. The benefits of collaboration include expanding resource capabilities, eliminating duplication of services for a more efficient response, plus enhancing problem-solving through cross-referencing ideas. Anybody who's interested in learning more about this group is invited to attend an informational meeting tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, being held at Burlington High School. And one of the Democratic candidates for governor is Milwaukee businessman Andy Gronick, who was in front and center on the incentives package for Foxconn to locate in either Racine or Kenosha County. He was speaking at a WIS politics event.
This Hail Mary pass with Foxconn, does that somehow make up for 7 years of an ineffective plan? I just don't get it.
Gronick said he would reject the incentive package at present time based on the lack of detail. He's one of the five Democrats at this point who have officially launched campaigns to challenge Governor Walker next year. The International Baccalaureate program at Racine Unified's Case High School has reached not only diploma status, but also the level of being career-related. Emily Neubauer from the district's award-winning communications team telling the Board of Education recently Case IB now one of just five certified schools in the state at that level. Patty Hammes is the IB coordinator at Case. She says the two-year program can have students taking anywhere from 3 to 9 tests. That's in addition to all the other related work they have to do.
They have also completed creativity, activity, and service, which comes up to 150 hours over the 2 years, where their extracurricular creative activities, their athletic endeavors, as well as their service, must meet that 150 hours. So in addition to all the testing, in addition to all the additional requirements, our full diploma candidates clearly deserve recognition.
Hammes noting that after the school year full of the work that's needed for the IB program, then the students have 2 days worth each of various testing over a 3-week period during the month of May.
They can run anywhere from 3 hours to 6 hours where they sit. So all I can say is that to recognize a student who passes 3 exams, having gone through all of that during the school year, to a student who passes 9 exams, who does all of the requirements to earn the full diploma as well. I cannot say enough about who they are. They are so well prepared for university life.
Case is Racine Unified's Diploma IB Program School, Jefferson Lighthouse, Westridge are the elementary schools involved. McKinley is the middle school. As of tomorrow, it's going to be 2 weeks until the previously announced ban on pets will take effect at Kenosha's Harbor Market site. No pets to be allowed inside the vendor corridors except for legitimate service animals.
The board of directors made the decision earlier this month based on what it said were recent events and complaints about animals at the market. Any pets, walked or carried, will not be allowed anywhere on the sales side of the market along 2nd Avenue or the areas on 56th Street where vendors are conducting business. It's a policy many farmers' markets across the country have implemented. Trained service animals will still be permitted by federal law, and pets will be allowed on the outside perimeter of the market, including sidewalks behind the 2nd Avenue vendor tents, grassy areas, and the walkways by the fountain at the Kenosha Public Museum. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Plans for a 10-room boarding house at 6027 18th Avenue in Kenosha to help relieve the homeless problem in the city. Blocked by the Plan Commission last evening, members unanimously concurring with a staff recommendation to stick with the city's parking rules and deny an exception. Under the ordinance, 5 off-street spaces would be required for a rooming house the size of which was being proposed. The house in question has a 2-car garage and it does have a long driveway, but the latter doesn't count under the rules. Developer Josie McAllister indicated afterwards she'll be back with a revised plan. Democratic First Congressional District candidate Randy Bryce, who is seeking to challenge House Speaker Paul Ryan next year, going to be part of a Monday morning event at 1715 South Memorial Drive in Racine. It's promoted as highlighting President Trump's broken promises to America's working people. This is actually part of a Midwest tour with national labor officials, aimed at workers who've seen their jobs go overseas. The event will be broadcast live on Facebook. Also listed as attending next Monday morning, 3rd District Racine Alderman John Tate II and Chuck Jones, past president of the United Steelworkers with Local 1999. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.